Rolf, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome back.
Thanks.
It's been how long you've been out?
I've been out for almost 2 years with short visits here. I have two daughters here, so I had to look after them. I came here for short visits.
And you prepare something special for your comeback. That's correct?
Yeah, I mean, preparation is since a long time. And long ago, I was in a music group with Matthew and some other Orwellians. And then we decided, oh, we want to do something new. And Matthew said, Rolf, you have to compose something, which I have never done before. And then they took that up and it went quite well. So within short time, I had many songs. But then this group departed or fell apart. And I never got a chance to perform these compositions. And then coming back now, I thought, now I have to go for it and work on it and make it happen.
So that is like 2-3 years old in composition, right?
No, it's almost 10 years old. Yeah. So, and whenever I was playing in a group, I thought, oh, maybe I get a chance to put in my own composition. But normally it was the other way around, that people ask me, oh, you play what we want to do, mm-hmm. like that. So, and in this case, it's others have to play what I composed.
You probably more or less you are playing in jazz, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a jazz guitarist and a little bit of jazz bass I also play.
Mm. And originated you are from Germany?
Yeah, yeah. I'm from Germany.
And also there you your profession is musician or that's
no,
just
no? I'm a what we call semi-professional and I have not studied music in conservatorium, so which I regret now lately. Anyway, but no, I played in amateur groups in Germany.
You've been in Orville on and off for quite some time, from 70s, yeah? What you been doing beside the music here?
Oh, I'm an engineer, so I was working at Aureka at one point, at a windmill project. And then when I came in 86, I started my own workshop in cooperation with Aureka. And it was metalworks.
So now you will be continuing with that?
No, now I stopped that. I had been working in Libya for some time, and then I handed over the workshop to Aureka, and now I'm teaching at school in transition school. Mm. Wanted to do something different.
Yeah, but school year it's over, yeah? Another month and it's finished.
Yeah, yeah. Then we have holidays, and then the next term will start.
Okay, so for your comeback, you prepared the concert on 21st.
Yeah, we'll play on 21st in Bharat Nivas, which is kind of a dream of me, for me. And with very good musicians, it's Matthew on piano, Suresh on drums, and Mishko on bass. And yeah, will be a highlight for my musical development, I think.
Yeah. And the evening would be consisted only from your compositions? Or?
Yeah, only my compositions will be played.
What kind of jazz we can expect?
It's mainly bebop-based jazz, and some songs have maybe a little bit of an oriental influence, and many are influenced life situations from my personal life, or about friends or people or children, like that.
Yeah,
so there's a story behind each song.
Each song about the story. Huh? Which one is your favorite story and the song?
I like one which is called Fruit Stall, and it has kind of an oriental feeling. And it has it started with the bass line, this song, and then I got the idea for this song. We had the glorious idea to come from Bangalore to Pondicherry by the government bus in daytime. And it went through all the villages and it was very tiring. So the first part of the song is very tiring on this. And then entering Cuddalore, it was already dark. And then all of a sudden I see a fruit stall there with light and all apples and exotic fruits, colorful. And then there's another part in the song which reflects that feeling, which is more jolly.
as a musician, as you said, the music comes from life, from friends, events, yeah?
Yeah. I have one song, for example, it's called Two Sisters, which is about my daughters. They are two sisters and they're very close, and I got inspired by that. It's a slower ballad song. And then thinking of that, I thought, oh, there are actually, in my life, there are many sisters. My mother, for example, she was close with her sister. Then previous wife, she was close with her sister. So there's a very, there can be a very strong connection between two sisters.
Any of your daughters also playing music?
Not really. They're trying once in a while to learn a little bit playing guitar. But my stepsons, they are playing piano and guitar. They take it more serious.
Here in Norway?
No, they are now in Scotland. They study at the university there.
What brought you to Oroville in the 70s?
Some spiritual search. No? I was, looking for the meaning of life. And then at that time in the West, there was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi was very popular, who was mainly introduced by the Beatles to a broader audience. And friends of mine, they were into that society or they followed that way of meditation. And I never liked the financial background of this societies. Yeah. And so then I thought I have to travel to India to see how it in reality is, or what one can find in this way in India. And also with these people, I came across the book Adventure of Consciousness from Sat Prem, which gave an introduction to Sri Aurobindo and later on to Auroville.
So that was that you were looking for? Or?
Yeah, I always like to live in a spiritual society. Yeah.
And you become a newcomer later on, yeah?
Yeah. I was when I was here in 87, I was already a newcomer, and then coming back 10 years later, I had to start the process again.
Shall we say something else? What?
Can I greet my mother and my sister?
Sure.
or for the Tamil children, that I have four children and like this and that. My name is Rolf. My father's name is Willy.
You got Tamil children? You got a Tamil wife?
No. Western children.
Any of your family follow you here or visit you?
Yeah, my two daughters, they are here. And the rest of the family is in Scotland. Mm.
Your daughters were born here? Or came
no, they came here when they were very young, 3 and 6 years old. Mm. They will go out for studies, or at least one daughter, and I guess they will stay in Oroville. They like it here.
You think that Oroville can give you the right frame to develop yourself personally, music-wise, personal, spiritual?
Yeah, definitely. I feel there are a lot of opportunities and options to step in. For example, now I picked up teaching in school. So in a Western country, without having studied, being a teacher, it wouldn't be possible. And here, things are easily possible in that way. Without a degree, you can, with goodwill.
Yeah, but the basic of integral education is to love the children and to share the knowledge, no?
Yes, sure.
So which knowledge you will share?
It's mathematics. Oh. And it's about basics in mathematics. So I'm still able to do that.
What about changes? Since you travel, you've been out, you've been here, you can compare these two worlds, so to speak. As some people said, outside and inside. Do you sense the changes, the mutations?
On a physical level or environmental level, I sense a lot of changes in Oroville. Mm. That it's more developed and more traffic with all the negative side effects. And basically I see in India that the country is developing very fast, but the infrastructure is way behind, which creates a lot of problems.
Yeah. What about consciousness level? Maybe here and out?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not thinking on that.
But it's a difference between here, when you're fully here, and outside, so to speak, no?
For myself, I find life easier here. There's more time and more leisure, and I like a tropical country. That's my where I feel home, and where my heart opens, and which I enjoy.
And your music, your inspirations are more fruitful here?
I did these compositions here, and but also I did some in the West. No, I think there's no difference in that sense.
It comes from somebody's heart and mind, yeah?
It comes from inside, or, yeah, which is independent, okay, being there or here.
So let us repeat again. Bharat Nimas?
Yes, 21st of April in Bharat Nimas.
At 8 o'clock?
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
And what is the title of that concert?
It's called Sooner or Later.
Nice.
Which is also kind of a title song.
Thank you. Thank you.